This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Happy spooky season as we head into October together. Later in this episode, here's some tips for heading back to the office safely. But before that, let's hit our news updates. More than two-thirds of WebMD readers, the majority of them women, say a candidate's policies on healthcare and how they'll handle the COVID-19 pandemic are very important to their vote this November, according to a new poll. While the WebMD poll was done before the first presidential debate, a majority of readers already said they were aware of the candidate's policies on healthcare. A little more than 59% said they had a good understanding of the candidate's platforms, and about 24% said somewhat. The U.S. has now reported nearly 7.2 million COVID-19 cases and more than 200,000 deaths, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. If you live in a shared space, like an apartment building, you may be concerned about how safe it is to be surrounded by other people. Is it safe to be in the hallways or common areas like the stairs? Experts say there's no need to worry. Research shows that heating and AC systems are not spreading the disease through buildings. Even so, it is a good idea to take extra steps to cut your risks if you live in a condo complex or apartment building. He advises asking your landlord or manager how much fresh outdoor air your building's HVAC system brings in and how much air it recirculates. Also, ask how well-maintained the unit is. If you think your landlord may be skirting these requirements, a phone call to city planners or health officials is often enough to bring a response. Well, most of summer was ruined by coronavirus, but in Dayton, Ohio, the pandemic has fueled an emergent river surfing scene that's drawn adventure seekers to their local rivers. Surrounded by endlessly flat farmland, Dayton is not a place one might expect to find a booming water sports scene. Today, however, it boasts a tight-knit and growing river surfing community, the water serving as a means to stay active during the pandemic. Sitting at the confluence of the Mad, Stillwater, and Great Miami Rivers, Dayton finds itself ideally located for fast water action, with whitewater sections sprinkled throughout its downtown. You can find more about river surfing communities in the Midwest in the link in our show notes. The COVID-19 pandemic has forever changed the landscape of health and safety in America. As Americans re-enter the workforce in person, health status will continue to be an ongoing and daily concern for both employees and their employers. Testing, as well as symptom assessment, monitoring, and healthcare coordination for employers will be important. To talk more about how we can re-enter the workforce is Dr. Rhonda Meadows, the CEO of Ion Health Solutions. So why is up-to-date testing for COVID-19 and antibody testing so essential for re-entering the workforce now?
So testing both for active infection and for the antibodies is part of the overall assessment we need to do for every employee coming back to the workforce. We need to know in the beginning whether or not they are actively infected, because if they are, then obviously they don't need to return until they're better. But if they're not, it's an opportunity for us to also make sure that they understand how to protect themselves, how to do prevention. So wearing a mask, social distancing, hand washing, that they know what are things to, when to come back in for more testing, should they develop symptoms, should they need care. And then we can connect them with care coordinators and people like that who can assist them throughout throughout the remainder of the pandemic. The difference between the COVID-ready solutions that that Ion provides, this is ongoing. This is not a one-and-done assessment, but an ongoing relationship with the employees.
Now, beyond testing and, you know, everything we've been doing, wearing masks and stuff like that, what are the key elements an employer should have in place before reopening their physical offices?
They should have in place, one, an assessment of their own physical space in terms of making sure that they actually have sufficient space to do social distancing. They should have a little bit of an assessment done of their employee population, and we can help them with that to figure out who really needs to return and who doesn't, who's at higher risk and maybe needs an alternative work site, work schedule, or workload. And then at the same time, we provide through COVID Ready the ability for them to have their employees assessed even before they go to work. So we use PDA and wearables to check people's body temperature, check them for COVID symptoms, and we'd also do the work of assessing them for risk for more severe illness should COVID occur. That is part of what COVID Ready does. The body temp and the symptom checks are daily. Should somebody have fever or have symptoms, we can notify the employer that they have something that will require the person to be tested. If somebody tests positive for COVID, then we arrange for the care of the employee. And we also notify the employer that someone has tested positive, none of their personal medical history is shared, but that they their coworkers who have been exposed will need to be tested and treated as well.
So yeah, tell us more about this COVID Ready and how you're working to help employees and employers overcome these new challenges presented by the pandemic at their offices.
So for the employers, the service actually does the work of trying to keep up with the science that's evolving, with which test is more accurate, which antibody test is thought to be most helpful, what are the current treatment protocols, who's at risk because of their medical history and risk factors. And so we do that work for the employer. For the employee, once they have gone online and registered, we'll not only arrange for them to have their testing, but we give them their patient information. We do their care navigation with them. We follow along with them if they have complex medical issues that need a care manager. So all of that continues on. Once they're in the workforce, on the work site, I should say, and they are there, they can use a wearable that we provide them that actually helps us help them monitor social distancing. Should one of them become ill and test positive for COVID, we can actually use that wearable to help us with contact tracing to figure out which employees may have been exposed. When they go home, we obviously are not monitoring them, but all the things and services that we provide normally continue. So the care, treatment, testing, and information on prevention.
How does workplace safety continue beyond the walls of the workplace itself? I mean, how do we get people to be careful even when they're not in their physical office space?
We do that by having conversations and information about making sure that they continue prevention measures, masks, hand washing, social distancing. We also encourage them and teach them about the symptoms to look for that would be an indicator of developing COVID. And then we arrange for them to have testing. You know, you don't have to be at work to get tested. You can be home after hours and need to be tested and assessed before they go back. We help them figure out how to work with their family members and people in their community. So not being at a wedding of 300 people is probably a smart thing to do. Send a gift. But at the same time, we also tell them about safe things and safe ways to interact.
Wrapping up here, what should employees do if they don't feel safe in their workplace when it comes to COVID precautions? I mean, how can they tackle that conversation with employers?
You know, depending on their relationship with their employer, depends on who they talk to first. I would suggest at least, if not their immediate supervisor, then the HR person. But probably one of the things I would say first is ask the questions first about what is coming, what is being done, and what can be done. Because there may be something coming around the corner. I think that part of their concern may be, how do I even approach them? And so obviously, if you're concerned about the workplace not being safe, phone, text, email, right, would be the best way to do that. I think the better the employee is in terms of understanding what's going on with COVID, what's happening in general, the better off they can advocate for themselves. The employer is the subscriber of COVID Ready. Once they are subscribed, the employee gets whatever information we can provide for them.
Well, this has been another episode of Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with questions or give us some feedback at COVID19@radiomd.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and 6 feet apart.